Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children, but we as black men seems to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men. Come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, and I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me, come stand with me, let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
And I am enjoying myself very much. And one of the reasons that I am is because already I have phone callers. I don't know what to make of all of this except to say I am so, so thankful because I don't know what's getting ready to happen this evening. But when you have phone callers, it can only mean that people are tuning in, and I'm very appreciative. As a matter of fact, for those who don't know what they're going through or what might be happening or what's happening right now, You are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 5, Verse 12, M-A-N, abbreviation for Music, Activism, News. And for those online listening, feel free to do what these people just did and call 646-478-0944. Say something. We'll appreciate hearing from you. I have three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone lines. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Hold on. I have to give an infamous shout-out to Brother Hayes. Would you call my phone number while I'm on the air doing my show? Brother Hayes, I got to call you once I'm off the air and tell you, you got an infamous shout-out for calling me while I'm on the air. Now, where was I? Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. You might have something that you decide all of a sudden, I want to add this to the equation, and we'll appreciate that. Before I go to, wow, quite a few phone calls, I'm going to let people know the top 10, you know, from a Monday to a Monday as far as music and entertainment. Number 10, moving up, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, Queen Nana. Number 8, the debut, Soul, Destined for Greatness. He headlines this Saturday, March the 26th, 15453 Euclid at the Oppressed People's Nation Community Center in East Cleveland, 44112. Number 7, Eastside, promotes all over the country, anatomy, promoter, as well as artist, entertainer. Number 6, Never Be, Suave Gotti. Number 5, Black House Sounds, Cleveland Conscious Rap, about to have music on a new soundtrack and definitely be on a film alongside Sheriff Kilroy. And I want to give an infamous shout-out to Vanessa. You would call my phone line while I'm on the air doing a radio program. Big infamous shout-out to Vanessa's Fashions. I don't think she'll ever want to be a sponsor when she finds out what I just did. Anyway, number 4, moving up, Rob Cartel, Show You. Number 3, moving up, HJS Music, the force behind the Black Man's Army soundtrack. Number 2, moving up, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube watches. Keep Praying is a video. And he's been that song was number 1 on this show for a few weeks. New song, Stolen Dreams, doing real nice. Number 1, 2 weeks in a row. I'll tell you a little bit about this, that Black Man Army CD, Movement Music, Volume 1. Okay, yeah, 15,500 people heard this music playing on the Black Man's Army bus, including recent marches to back mothers up. More on that later. When the bus went to back up one of our phone callers from Strongsville, it was in Strongsville alongside Don Bryant, First Lady's Dynasty, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, overwhelmed the courts, and they had to postpone the sentencing. Also, if you listen to the Art McCoy radio show yesterday, 38 states and half of Canada, it airs Sundays 5 to 7 p.m., WRE 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. That's Cleveland Standard Time. It debuted 4 of the tracks off of there yesterday. So that was real nice in itself. And without anything else further ado, I don't like leaving people on the phone lines just waiting. I'm looking at all kind of people who have called in. I mean, I'm happy to see the 216-406-216-965, 216-209, 216-213. So I'm going to start it off the nice way and say 216-406, 216-406. How are you doing out there today?
Brother, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am BLESSED. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Good evening. How are you?
I am hyped up because I was so thankful. That was it was just a great birthday party for Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper.
God.
That's all I can say.
Was it awesome or what? I mean, her and her mama know how to throw a party. I mean,
yes,
was,
indeed.
You know, excuse me, just the right amount of people. Oh my God, that food, Brother Al. It was macaroni,
and
spaghetti, chicken. I looked at your plate and I'm like, really? Okay. It had sideboards on it.
I had to reinforce that plate, man.
But you know what? Most of all, what I was grateful for, Brother Al, that we were able to actually just breathe for a minute, you know, in the company of some wonderful constituents, political candidates, some elected candidates. Our mayor of Maple Heights, Mayor Arnett Blackwell and her husband, Toastmasters like Deanna Moore Taylor, and her mama, Miss Smith. Oh my God, such a gracious host. Such a gracious
yes,
host.
She was.
I kept
yes,
teasing
was.
Teasing Kimberly, I said, "This is not your birthday." And she kept like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "This was the day that your mother gave birth. This is
That's
her
right.
birthday. You didn't have nothing to do with nothing. Why are you being celebrated? Okay? Your mama went through all that pain." And so we brought mama a gift, okay, because it was her birthday.
I'm glad.
But it was I enjoyed your company. We just had a
Likewise.
Good time. It was just good, clean fun. Good, clean fun. Yes. So, thank God.
I am so glad
I
you
wish
said
Mama
that.
Had been there. Mama,
Same here.
Porter would have loved it.
Mama Porter, I wish she had been there. But Mama Porter, she had volunteered in a church earlier, and then she told me when she realized I was going to be marching in the streets all day, and I started early to domestic violence event, which I'll get into later on as the show progresses. Mama pat me on the head and said, "Yep, have a good one." So that's kind of what happened.
Mama was tired. Mama was tired. She couldn't hang. But tell her she was thought of. She was thought of dearly. Yes, she was.
I will definitely let her know. She will definitely appreciate that.
Okay.
And I know, wait a minute. Who are you, and what you got going on?
Oh, I was so excited. I was reflecting on the food and the fellowship. I forgot to tell you. Hey, y'all. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a superwoman of the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. And I'm just still pumped up from the weekend. Today was a good day. The weekend was just absolutely wonderful. Yesterday I spent time with the Cleveland chapter of Curve Appeals. That's another,
okay.
Brother Allen, awesome group of curvy sisters who do community
wow.
work, mentorship. We do contributions to charitable organizations. You know, we're planning a fashion show as a fundraiser. We're community bound, you know, to help the community. We work together and gave brand new coats to the kids at Providence House this winter. And we're doing stuff the purse.
Okay.
We have people where ladies have donated purses, handbags, and we stuff them with cosmetics and toiletries and personal hygiene items. I even bought Bibles to put in some of them, you know, because, yeah, we need that. So, and then we give them to, you know, we might see a homeless lady on the street. We give her a purse
okay.
full of toiletries. You know, what an awesome thing. This is what Curve Appeals Cleveland chapter is all about. We're not just cute and curvy. We're cute, curvy, and community-minded.
just blew me away with that one, because I just stopped on, you know, Cute and Curvy, and you really blew my mind with that one. And I'm going to ask people out there, I'm going to ask you to please let people know about where else can they find the Superwoman Network.
I am on Blog Talk Radio. We're expanding and growing every day. My specific show airs on Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m. You can call in 845-277-9243 or find me. I am a Superwoman on Blog Talk Radio. My guest this week is an author out of Akron, Ohio, and she's going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. She wrote a book about veterans and post-traumatic stress disorder, but she's going to get into women veterans and women with post-traumatic stress disorder. Children, especially children who have been witnesses of violent crimes, how they're affected and how they, you know, can be treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be an awesome show Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m., I am a Superwoman Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. And if you hold a line, I think you will enjoy some of what I'm about to get into. Some people might not, but I'm pretty sure you will enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother Al. Love you.
Love you, too. And before I go and bother a few people on the phone line, because I'll be going through like that 216-965, I have to check on a few other phone callers who are out there as well. So I promise to get to you all. I do. But before I do that, to definitely stop and say that it was very interesting, because I had seen Sister Kimberly F. Brown, and she had invited me to about four things. And I hadn't responded, you know, last Saturday morning. And I obviously had missed a few other things. So when I saw Kim, she had uninvited me to a party. So when she saw me at her mom's house, like the first one to show up alongside the Twinsburg, I will say you had a Twinsburg diplomat at the house as well. Twinsburg ambassador, whatever you want to call him. I like giving out fancy names. I think she was like very surprised that I showed up. But I'm going to pull out this short step ladder and say that Kimberly Brown had so many people from so many different walks of life, and I appreciated it. And, you know, she gave a definite shout out to myself. We worked together as well as she and other people. And she brought up some guests from the African Museum who were there. And, you know, it was very interesting when one of them mentioned about Please Invest. I'm just going to put it out there. Some fool said they should have something to give in return for a vested interest, like, you know, for them to be able to put money into it. And I believe that Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report, she answered very professionally and checked the person. And I'm glad, because I almost said, you clown, a vested interest? You what? That's your vested interest to help out America's oldest living independently owned black museum. That museum is in Cleveland, and your vested interest is for you to keep it going for your children's children. But I didn't have to do that. And it was good because, like I said, Kimberly F. Brown handled that very professionally. And then Mama Brown would have kicked me out, and I wouldn't have been able to have those beautiful plates of food and all that type of stuff. And then, you know it, Tina Hobson, Superwoman, would have called in with a totally different take on my reckless behavior from the past Saturday. So with that being said, before I go to 216-956 to see what's on your mind, I want to let people know that you can check out 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. And why? Well, it's because on Fridays and Saturdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you have that Emacs in the mindset, and then you have the same number of 646-478-0944. you have Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where Emacs is dealing with a lot of world issues with the mindset. But on Fridays and Saturdays, that mindset is dealing with Music Business 101. You can also go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio on shoutcast.com. 24 hours a day, regional artists, artists from abroad who sent their music in because they want to be heard. We appreciate them for doing that. You know something? I'm enjoying myself here, but what do I enjoy more is going to a phone line of 216-965. That's 216-965. You've been very patient. How are you?
How are you, Al?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing
very
excellent.
Good. Very good. I want to thank you for I want to thank you for the shout out, Kimberly Brown. I really, really do. Really had a great time, you know, this weekend. But forget about the birthday party. I wanted to talk about the domestic violence workshop that, you know, we all attended at the Hilton Hotel downtown Cleveland with Yvonne Pointer in the city of Cleveland and some of the movers and shakers that's in her individual, you know, circle. I just wanted to, I don't know if Laura Cowens is listening today, but I just wanted to, you know, give my love to her and to let her know that we continue to lift her up, you know, in spite of, you know, negativity that occurred there. You know, it's just amazing to me how we can put ourselves out there on the front line and we can tell our stories. And it's amazing to me how many people will question our story. And I think that Sonia Garth did an excellent job, you know, coming to, you know, Laura's defense and, you know, shutting the person down just to let people know that unless you walk in somebody else's shoes, you know what I'm saying, don't judge it. But it was a great weekend, and as you see everything that we've been through this weekend, we still have a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do. So, you know, it's not about a party or a celebration, anything like that. It's about, you know, how do we move each other collectively. What you saw at my mom's house was a bunch of people who are movers and shakers, and those are the people we have to continue to surround ourselves around if we want to get from point A to point B, because it is about the spilled over benefits and the price that other people have paid in order for us to do the things that we can do today. But I just want to thank you for being the brother that you are, and definitely for showing up, because you are something. Because you don't show up everywhere. So it was a pleasure to see you there, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say I thank you so much for the Brown Report, because, number one, you just say the real, give the real story. It's earned you that type of respect down through the years. And I'll put it out there. I've often said it at the workshop, to at least let people know that it's a humbling thing for me. And I'm going to just rephrase that and say that if people only realize, you know, to have the people that were there in support of you that, you know, came through, that's a beautiful testament and testimony to why at the time in Cleveland they didn't want you as a candidate, because you were just too honest, too real. You had some of the realest, hardest working people there. And I just want to say that is just beautiful.
Well, certainly appreciate it. But in lieu of the fact, we have a lot of work to do. I believe this is the time that we, you know, join forces, you know, in spite of, you know, political parties, because at the end of the day and the beginning of every single second of a new day, it's still about the collective whole, and we have to be able to move the region forward so we can all receive the just due that's so much, you know, desired and so much wanted. So, you know, I'll just leave you with that. But also, too, the last thing, don't forget, the next 2 months, the Brown Report, we will be boosting our publication up to 50,000 per month. And, of course, the goal is to actually take over Cuyahoga County. And we're going to become a true force to be reckoned with. We're going to keep it to 4 pages because we understand that you have to get people just enough. People don't like to read, but we'll give them just enough. You know, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. But 50,000 copies hitting, you know, the streets of Cuyahoga County within 60 days. So for the next 2 months, we won't be writing anything because we're in the process of building. building, building, building. So I'm highly excited about that in God's favor that he has, you know, shed the light on us. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing those blessings. We needed it.
And last
and
week,
we appreciate
and last
the phone
week I did
call.
Tell, yeah, last night I did tell Mayor Blackwell today about what we plan on doing. You, me, and her. So she's excited about it. So we'll move forward on that project and we'll get it done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, so she's on board. She's fine.
All right. Hey, enjoy the evening.
All right. I'm going to listen. So I don't know. Play me a song. Send
that.
Me a shout out. Let's see what's going on. And tell Mama Porter I said hello always.
I'm going to do that, and thank you so much.
All right,
as a matter of fact, bye-bye. You know, that's what I love is when people, like, call in, feel like they can hold a line and certain things like that, and for those who are online holding a line and not calling in, I appreciate that, too, before I go and bother the 216-209 and the 216-213 and the 216-486. I just want to also let people know, and it's so important. You might think, why do I do that? It's because I don't hear enough unity on the radio. Because it's not all about just one or the other. So I'll let people know that blackonblackcleveland.com, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. on Facebook at Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can see what's going on with the organization at blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, Saturdays, midnight, 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, that's WCSB.org, 89.3. And Monday mornings, well, you kind of missed it because Monday mornings at 2 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, The Butters, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. And in looking at certain things, I was just happy being a part of, I would say, the whole domestic violence panel and what happened to me. I'm going to put it like this. It was like real nice for me because it was called the Women's History Month. What if a world without women? And to me, I thought it was very interesting. I was invited to be at ClevelandUrbanNews.com's table. Kathy Coleman, she was honored, and it was nice. I was alongside many heads, including Sister Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, Carl Stokes Brigade, African Museum heads. And what if a world where women are safe was like the main topic for that morning. And in my humble opinion, getting up on the, you know, it's only a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox. The reason why domestic violence is at an all-time high? Well, besides a black prosecutor who was speaking, and my friend Twan Billings, who taught women self-defense, men trying to abuse and rape women in my region, after what I saw, some of y'all men going to suffer like y'all need to. But besides those two, there were only three men. I'm not counting the servers. Three men. And more women should have been there. But maybe their victims and couldn't make it out. And after hearing what I did here, I just want to say, not that I'm supporting anybody or not, but I found it very interesting that Judge Joan Sonnenberg, Kimberly F. Brown, spoke about people in power, such as police or detectives or others who rape. And even though the judge didn't give a direct answer enough about her courtroom, she did give a case about a detective who admitted to exposing himself to potential arrest victims, touching her breast, letting her touch his privates in order to make an arrest, and saying that he and other cops do this, but they don't kiss the women because that would be wrong. And you wonder why there's a Department of Justice consent decree. But I put that out there to say, if you need help, please dial 216-391-HELP. If you're online, tap in your smartphone or something, www.dvcac.org or 1-800-799-7233 for the national hotline. Trust me, domestic violence, it can work both ways. It can even be, it's just not in a straight household. So if you're feeling abused, use that help and get it because it's there for you. And that's all I need to say on that subject before I go and check on this 216-209 who's been waiting around too long while I ran my mouth here and there in between phone calls. So 216-209, how are you doing out there?
I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
I got you. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, man, first and foremost, I want to thank God and all my supporters, you as well, for the great news and the great things that's been going on around us. Not just with the video, it's other things that's going on, too. So I have to say shout out to Tay Wall and Nomad because they just got back from a South by Southwest tour. And
okay.
They've been looking up and up. Yeah, even Big Tigger pulled Tay Wall off to the side to freestyle with him and everything. So that was really, really good news. Really great news.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's just so much going on. I really don't even know where to start. To all the artists who have been inboxing me about the best of the best, it is coming back. Well, we're looking somewhere in between mid-April, early May. We're trying to give the mixtape some more views because it's over 5,000 views right now. The one we just have dropped
wow.
in January. So, yeah, it's doing really, really well. So shout out to all the artists that's on the best of the best. And I want to send another special shout out to Don Bryant because I seen his report on the news today and I've been following him as usual about, you know, about what they're trying to do to us and this military situation. It's something that I have spoke on to a few other people that, you know, in this playing field about that, about how come they have not rebuilt Terry Davis. Now, I can remember when they first tore this school down, I was one of the people that went over there to watch the demolition of it because I attended that school. And they were saying, being when they were tearing it down, that they were going to rebuild it. Man, it's been 10-plus years. I haven't seen no plans or anything. Nobody has even talked about Harry Davis. I think I'm like the first person since they tore it down to mention that. And, you know, these people got the mayor about to get a whole lot of money, and I haven't heard him talking about rebuilding one school that was tore down. And matter of fact, a lot of these schools were tore down in his era. So
that's deep.
I would like
on
to see
that.
A school. I would love
this
to see a school be built. I don't want to get too far off it or away from music because we got so much going on, but I had to make that a note. So if anybody with the powers to be to get a chance to ask him that question, please do that just for me. A song to you if you do that for me.
Man, Black Odyssey, if you could tell people about yourself, and I'm glad you called in because now you have me thinking again because a lot of people don't realize that Urban Educational Justice League, along with myself, the young lady who was on the line, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, there was a reason why people fought the school levy. It wasn't because issue 107, we didn't want money to go to the children. It's that the other levy money never went to the children, and the school still stayed tore down. So to us, it was the same crooks, different levy. And unfortunate, with teachers having a vote with a no bill, no trust, and what was going on recently, schools still overcrowded within about 2.5 years later, as well as we being towards the bottom of the list. Your phone call just proved that we need to relook into that.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I rather some feathers because, you know, it's not all about music with me as well. That's why the choice of the songs that we do is about waking
right.
up the people and waking up the sleeps. So, by the way, I'm going to get right to it. You can use this link, Black Odyssey, BLAQDESSY.
Okay.
You can start at Google And you can go right down from Google to Facebook to YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. We all over the place. Just follow that link. And when you follow that link, you'll find our music. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate the phone call. And if you hold a line, trust me, I have something that I think you'll like.
I sure will, Al. I sure will.
No problem. And, you know, before I take the phone calls that are here, trust me, I'm going to get to you. Anybody else calls in later, they'll be in trouble. But I'm going to get to these phone calls because, well, they're very important to me. But you brought up a very interesting thing that I didn't know if I'd be getting to it today, but you'll probably see the news footage about the draft press release where civil rights groups want transparency regarding the RNC security, where Don Bryant, Civil and Human Rights Coalition, and I'll throw that number for 216-337-6760, where prominent civil rights and justice advocates held a press conference. We held it today, Monday, March 21st, on the steps of City Hall to address what we felt were significant problems regarding security at the upcoming July 18th to 23rd Republican Convention in Cleveland. The public should know in detail what equipment the city is purchasing with its $20 million worth of federal security funding. That's $20 million out of $50 million. Now, past conventions have employed inappropriate, often dangerous military type that resulted in civil rights violations and injury to both bystanders, peaceful demonstrators, and even the media, said Christine Link, Executive Director, Ohio ACLU. We ask full transparency from City Hall regarding crowd control equipment purchases with opportunity for citizen input. And there was also a letter that was presented of concern signed by local organizations and call on Cleveland City Council to pass our demilitarization resolution committing the Cleveland Police Department to decommission any purchased military-type equipment after the RNC. And that was done. I will let you know real quick, instead of going into everything, like some of the ones who spoke besides Dave Patterson of the Carl Stokes Brigade, President, you had Jeff Miller, Technology Director, ACLU Ohio, Jacqueline Green, co-coordinator, Ohio Chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, Tony Rosagi of the Cleveland Peace Action Board, Code Pink Cleveland, some dude named Alfred Porter Jr., President of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Michael Nelson, President of the Cleveland Branch NAACP. I'm not going to spend time on what everybody said. I'm just going to say my thoughts so you can see almost where you're coming from, because it was basically about something and nothing. Because if this was nothing, we wouldn't have been there. But the city of Cleveland to get that $20 million is something. And when asked about it, Chief Calvin Williams said, it ain't nothing. But we know you're going to use that crowd control money for something. You see, we know the city of Cleveland scares you over nothing. They scared the community, asked police from suburbs to help out for the Brillo verdict, expecting something. And when the verdict came in, what happened? Nothing. The city helped scare us. They helped me spend Peace Alliance money alongside Reggie Rucker on a whole lot of something on Tamir. But when the verdict came out, what happened? Absolutely nothing. Trump came out to the IX Center. Oh, no, there's going to be a riot or something. And again, what happened two Saturdays ago? Positively nothing. Now, my thoughts are, since Trump is the one who's talking about riots that happen, as if it were nothing, you might as well point $20 million worth of weapons at him before he starts something. And my thing is, you do overblow situations as scare tactics. My group had to deal with a lot of that when the community was scared. Churches were scared because they heard gangs were coming to Cleveland to shoot us up. Thing is, I believe you need weapons and stuff like that to deal with terrorists. I'm not going to go past that. But the Cleveland police would not be dealing with terrorists. It would be people like the CIA, terrorist experts who are coming in. So you wouldn't want to give weapons to somebody who automatically the police were scared. You don't put weapons of mass destruction and people who are scared of Tamir or 137 shots. The Department of Justice decree came because the officers weren't doing right in the first place. So all we needed is a little bit of transparency. That's all we were looking for, is transparency with what's going on. With that being said, I see that 216-213 has been on the line for a little while. I apologize for holding up everything. 216-213, how are you? 216-213? Add 216-213. Now, see, I got to tell people this, and I don't feel bad about doing that. Now, if a person doesn't want to speak, they shouldn't feel bad. But that's one of the main things that I see at the beginning of the program, because you have this number one button that tells you if you push the button, you can speak, or if you don't wish to speak. And sometimes people don't want to speak. But I let people know that you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind, because I never know if you might have something to say that might be able to add to even my thought process and make things better. So I apologize in advance. I do people like that. Before I go and bother the 216-486, 216-322, 216-337, I want to also let people know, real quick, this is like announcement time. The public notice, you know, the RTA, they had their meeting today. I want to thank Candidate Pinckney, Revolution Books, Black Man's Army. That's right. Who else showed up this evening tonight? It was nice to see Revolution Books there as well. BMA did make their way down there with a camera person. But this morning you had the RTA public notice, the scheduled hearings. They've got community meetings coming up, and I want to let people know it's very serious, because if they're thinking about raising fares, the disabled, elders, making it tough on people going to work. My main thing was, like I spoke very briefly before I go to the phone lines, and this won't take long. My thing is study. That's what they need to do. Have a different option. Why not bring out an outside auditor to study the books, since the RTA say they haven't had to raise fares in 7 years, but they have money problems? They need to bring in an outside auditor. I think I'll go to another meeting and auditors' names, or call a few and have them show up. I think that would be a nice option. And also, it affects me, because it always starts at the top. So, but the burden comes down on everybody else, because if writers, some don't get to work and they lose jobs, or some don't make it to their classes or a few other things, crime goes up. That's it, and it affects all of us. And they'll be back a few years from now saying, we have to hit you up, because let's face it, if a person can't pay certain things, then they end up having to get rides from their family members or other things, and the ride all automatically goes down. And my thing is this, they're sitting down there blaming everybody, blaming, saying, the board, that, well, Kasich won't give us our money. All right. Well, if Kasich is doing wrong then on the RTA thing, then he doesn't deserve to be president. If Armand Budish can't help out and won't say anything about the RTA, then he apparently doesn't deserve to be in the county executive seat. And if Mayor Jackson can't do anything or step in, he doesn't deserve to be mayor. But like I told them, if they can't balance their books right, they don't need to be sitting there at the top. Sorry, Calabrese, it's just the way it goes. And I want to give you quick, if you want to make some of these meetings, tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., Cuyahoga County Library at Maple Heights, which is 5225 Library Lane in Maple Heights. They do say the 40 and the 90F go by there. Wednesday, March 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m., Tri-C West Building A, 11,000 Pleasant Valley Road in Parma, 4545A, 68 until 7:15, and 83. Thursday, March 24th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Cuyahoga County Library, Richmond Heights, 5235 Wilson Mills Road in Cleveland, the 7 and the 94. Lakeview Tower, Thursday, March 24th, 6 to 8 p.m., 2700 Washington Avenue, Cleveland. The number 81 goes by there, but they're trying to shut it out from going by there. Monday, March 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Murtis H. Taylor Multi-Service Center, 13422 Kinsman Road, Cleveland, 1448-48A. Tuesday, March 29th, 6 to 8 p.m., is Christ the Redeemer Lutheran Church at 9201 Brecksville Road, Brecksville 77F. Next week I'll give you the rest of them. That's the way we'll roll it, because I want to go and see what's going on with some other people on the phone line. I thank you all for being there, listening, and at least throwing in your own opinions. So with that being said, 216-486, I'm going to bother the 216-486 number and see how you're doing out there. What's going on?
Well, Mr. Porter, I want to let everyone know that the Ohio Republican Party gave Ms. Donna Walker Brown an award. And I had forgotten to tell you last week, and read of all her credentials and so forth. And we're very proud of her because she has worked hard in spite of having health problems, her heart, and so forth. So we request prayer for her, and I'm sure she'll continue to serve. And we thank you, and also want to thank you for everything, and also to let everyone know that Black on Black Crime now have their own, its own building, and we can invite them, others, to show up sometime for meetings and so forth. And
okay,
that's all.
Do you
I
know
thank
that building
you
is
for being the person you are. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you. Do you know where that building is located?
15415 Kipling Avenue. And it's really on located on the street where the Black Man's Army shut down that street because those little young girls, two young girls, got burned up in the house that was next door. And the city had left it there with deep holes full of water where other kids could have drowned and so forth. So also next door where they still have the plaque to Peaches and the other little girl that died there.
Oh, Galatia, okay, got you.
Galatia,
you
yes. And we have to improve that. I think we need to put flowers or something. We're going to have to improve that lot, make it look better.
Since you said it, I know it'll get done. Thank you for calling
yes,
in. It's all
You're
right.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Give us a good word.
I'll do my best, and definitely hold the line, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, before I go and see about that 216-322, that 216-337, it was the Lincoln... That's it, the Lincoln Day celebration. And it was very, very interesting that Suave Gotti made it down there and also from the inner city Republican movement to receive awards was Kevin Bajorski, Marilyn H. Mattia, and I know they had a great meal. Chairman Rob Frost was there as well as U.S. Senator Rob Portman. You know, my thing is, you may not like certain things or certain parties, but I go by the people, and right now both parties aren't looking too hot right now. It's just the way it is because we've been kicked in Cleveland for the past 40 years, and it was Democratic rule. You have a few idiots that are running around in the Republican Party. So what my thing is, you better go and not only check at the presidential thing, but you better check on your judges, your senators, your state representatives. You need to check on all of that. I'm just glad, and I have to get into that story later on, maybe next week or the week after when we break down the prosecutor's race and what happened. And we better not be done dealing with the prosecutor. We better not be done dealing with that one. 216-322, I apologize for keeping you on hold for so long. 216-322, how are you?
Oh, I am so well, Brother Porter. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, Brother Porter, I see the time is winding down, and I just wanted to let your listeners know that March is Women's History Month. It was declared in 1986 by 14 states, and by 1987, it was petitioned by the National Women's History Project Congress and passed. that March is Women's History Month, and I hope that we all celebrate women for their magnificence. I also wanted to applaud P.J. Dow for his stance down in Ward 7, because Cleveland Clinic has not given back to the community. They're building up the community, but they're building it up for their employees and visitors to the clinic who can afford their services. They are not doing anything for the community except displacing the residents down there. So any listeners in Ward 7, please support T.J. Dow. He finally stepped up to the plate and done something for the residents, his constituents who are there and can choose to replace him or reelect him. I also wanted to just challenge your listeners to realize that there used to be a time when people of color were referred to as Negroes. That was a sense of pride for the freedom that they fought hard for. And they seem to have, just over the decades, accepted the N-word as a term of endearment. However, if they would flip open the dictionary, they would see that the N-word refers to a stupid, ignorant, lazy person. There are rednecks who will be offended to be called rednecks. They do not refer to themselves in that way. There are spics who will be offended to be called spics. They do not refer to themselves. We need to adopt the same pride in ourselves and remember the freedom that our forefathers and foremothers fought for, and get back the pride that we once had. And also to comment that the correction that I give and have heard given when I refer to people of color is because an African-American is a person who is born on the continent of Africa and takes the test to become a citizen of the United States of America. We are people of color who are already citizens of the United States of America. So why not be proud of our ethnicity the same way that everyone else is? Why not adopt the same term that our people had years ago? Why not be a Negro? That's just a person who's not white. And I'm going to get off my soapbox and say thank you for allowing me to voice my opinion.
Yeah, that's crowded up here. Hold on line and I'll talk to you later. And I thank you very much, because that means you'll have to call in next week. And I want to give an infamous shout-out before I go to 216-337 and then see what's on 216-577. I want to give an infamous shout-out to Art McCoy and say, Art McCoy, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the radio doing my own show? Man, when I talk to you later on, but that's another story for another time. 216-337, how are you doing out there? 216-337.
How are you?
Okay. I'm doing
well. Yeah, I can
yes,
tell.
I feel great.
Good. And I want to thank you for coming to that press conference tonight. And people will not have to miss your speech, because I just put it on your Facebook page. And
oh,
that was
wow.
a great speech. The little bit you gave now is just a small part of a fantastic speech and a good theme. It was just amazing. You really captivated the entire group there of media personnel and partakers in the press conference. It was cool. I liked it. Nice. That was great.
I appreciate that so much.
Cleveland gives you lots of material, right? You go work off of.
It does. Unfortunately, it does. I really
yes.
thank the creator for allowing me to be able to speak on that. So thank you.
Great. I'm going to leave you with that, because I had a super busy weekend. I'm a little tired. And I just want to thank you for showing up and doing a good job. And I'm going to just listen in. So y'all have a good evening, okay?
You too. I appreciate it. You know something?
Right.
I'm so glad that the next phone caller called in. 216-577. Hey, I apologize. I've had you on the hold for too long. Don't be mad if you can help it. 216-577, it's your turn. How are you doing out there?
Oh, just fine, Al, just fine. Yes, proud of you.
Hey!
Really proud of you. Yes. And then I hear Don on there. You know, well, this is new to me. You know, I'm one of the latecomers on this Man About Town, Al Porter Man on the Street. But I just want to say, put a plug in for the affair we're going to have on April 30th at the African-American Museum. BMA and
you
the
mean,
Friends of the African American Museum,
mm-hmm.
we have a fundraiser, you know, and
okay.
We're inviting everybody to come. You know, address is 1765 Crawford Road, and donations can be made at Faith Community United Credit Union. But however, you keep up the good work, Al, and I'll continue to listen and call in and put my bit in on the things that's happening, especially about that domestic violence. You know, that's a real serious thing, and we shouldn't be doing that, because we all have mothers and sisters and daughters and aunts and all. So that's really important. But hey, Al, you keep up the good work, and I'll see you soon. And have a good
you
evening.
Too. You too.
All
definitely
right.
Hold the line. And you welcome, because see, Hip Hop Workshop was started, January of 2004, in the neighborhood ping pong and chess house. And the brother who you just heard from, Brother Ted, Theodore Gary, allowed us to start in there. He was the one who hooked us up with DJ Dollar Rock. Wouldn't have it any other way. And what he's talking about is the on-air read for Black Man Army Presents, Become a Friend of the African American Museum Fundraiser, Saturday, April 30th, 2016, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Free food and drinks. Your support is needed to continue the vision for expansion and development. 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. That's where it's going down. Donations can be made also at the Faith Community Unit Union at 3550 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. Kind of like when we started the show off and I said what I said, that vested interest, the museum belongs to you. And for more information, you can contact Brother Ted at 216-577-3628. That's 577-3628. And, you know, I'm having fun because, yeah, I might not have gotten to everything, but I can sit back and say everything that I got to was still important. As a matter of fact, we will get into some more things because I was down there with TJ Dow and yesterday alongside Brother Ted. And it was very, very interesting that Mansfield Fraser, you know, on-air radio personality, he came through and he was talking about how T.J. Dow had misquoted, but you should never talk about things if you're not right. You can't throw rocks in a glass, and you're in a glass house. And see, when it was brought out from Carl Stokes Brigade members, Brother Dave Patterson and others, yes, Brother Frazier, he bought a house that had been foreclosed on for $1 and said he wanted to give it back to the family. What he didn't disclose was he was charging the family $20,000 to get their house back. Now, I'm not saying anything that I was not privy to or heard through a third party. I was there at that, I'll say, laughing stock, because I'm looking there and I'm watching this brother take up for Cleveland Clinic and say it's unfair that T.J. Dow does what he does. When T.J. Dow, for good or for bad, there have been some things he did that I might not have agreed with, but I will say one thing. In this instance, he acted as a public servant, and that's what elected and selected leaders are supposed to be, your public servant, and do what the people ask them to do. And they asked him not to let that go through, so I have to talk about that next week. We'll talk about people power and how we better not let O'Malley off the hook like we've let so many others. But this song right here, there's a video out, Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. I love that record. talk to you in a little while. Peace.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, no matter what.
One of my favorite songs. Peace.